improvements at Jordan High School. One of our board members, as you remember, did a nice donation to Jordan High School for the scoreboard and for the Black Box Theater. And
yes.
So Dan Jorgensen, we will be honoring him on homecoming September 19th. We're going to work with the school and just kind of do a nice little thing because of his donation and what he's provided for that school.
That's very cool.
Okay, we're ready for REAP. Or do you still have some more? Rick, are you good?
Well, one thing.
Sure.
The board has looked at this. Just show you the real quick. So I know one of the things that we've been really focused on is the trades building. And so this is the latest. We're in design development, so just the timeline. But one thing I wanted to show you. So this is the new footprint for the trades building. So you can see it's in that southwest quadrant. And these are just a couple of ideas that the board's looking at. One has the parking next to the amenities building. You know, you could go with green space there, or just more parking. But so here's the floor plan. You guys are all familiar with that. But one thing I wanted to show you was just the exterior. Here's the development with the colors and exterior of the trades. So that's kind of what it's looking like right now. I think it's beautiful. So you can see here. Glass and kind of that wood finish. So, and remember, so this would house diesel mechanics, construction management, and welding. So, and then also the architects were able to draw in an additional, I don't know how many, like 6,000 square feet of mezzanine space. So when you think about all of the storage that's necessary for these types of programs, we were able to draw that in at a very, very low cost. So anyway, yeah, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Need the slide deck, Reed, or you go?
No, that's great. Thank you, Superintendent Denise, for the opportunity. Just to give you kind of an update, and I'll be a little bit all over the place with it because that's kind of how it is a little bit right now with the development. We really appreciate Brian and MHTN. They've been phenomenal. Right now we're in the finalizing design and process, and so we've really tried to zero in on the programmatic outline of the building. We have seven programs. We have our health services, our emergency services, our engineering, manufacturing, aviation, hospitality, which would include culinary, our multimedia animation group, and our entrepreneurship and business development, and then computer science, cybersecurity, AI development. So within all those groups, it's kind of a multifaceted approach right now. We've got to build, and I love the superintendent's data points that he pointed out there. One, you know, chronic absenteeism. If you noticed, CTEX attendance is up 54%. Their enrollment up 54%, I think, was their data point over the last 3 years. And that reflects the nationwide trend. We pulled an article the board president Scheel sent out about a school in, I think it was Michigan, wasn't it, superintendent? And it's, you know, characteristic of everything across the country. Career and technical education, of students that can have multiple jump-off points is where we need to place our students and give that opportunity. And this Innovation Center concept is going to do just that. So we're rapidly trying to develop the backbone to support it, which is CTE education and some of our programs. For instance, you know, we're really pushing, I've done some work with Dr. Robinson's group with AI development. everybody's kind of dancing around it in the state, and he's got phenomenal people in our ISD, so we're working to rapidly put in place the state's first AI pathway. And also on the other end, trying to bring the universities along to get that concurrent so that we can be prepared when the center opens to offer, not be behind. Education is so often behind on what we're teaching our students. We want to be ahead. So that's just an illustration of kind of what the challenge we have. We're trying to build backbone as well as trying to get the logistics and the physical plant ready to go. We'll start like turning dirt, I think in October is the target, Brian, is that correct? For the new trades building, we're looking really anticipating that. That'll be a great day. And then we'll start remodeling and get everything in place. Really appreciate Susan's work with the advisory group. We've tried to circle back, and I've met with many of them and you individually at the center to kind of get some drill down on what we want the programs to look like. We want the industry influence to be every day, all day there. And so we welcome your input. We welcome your partnership. We're going to put together our advisory group, try to have that up and running in October, our ongoing group. Right now we have the position of business development specialist open. It's under our ESP positions. It's what we call a lane 17. You know, for this group, the salary range will be about a $90,000 to $120,000 start. This is a real critical position for us. In order to have this kind of success we're looking for, we expect and are positioning ourselves to have industry work side by side with our students at the center. You know, everyone's trying to turn a profit in industry. We realize that. But we think we can position our students and put them in a position to benefit industry better while educating them on a more specifically hands-on, relevant to them pathway at the center. So the business development person will start immediately to do that with our what we have going at CTEC, because we can't just wait for 2 years. We've got to engage right now, and that's our goal. Like I said, the superintendent and Dr. Robbins have great vision, and we're just trying to support them. Any questions on that? Yes.
How are you looking or finding a business development specialist? Are you putting the feelers out?
We haven't advertised. We're trying to do as much networking as possible. We would love you all to talk to anyone you think might be interested. Let me give you the ideal candidate would be someone that has experience with multiple contacts in industry, of course, but also someone that has a touch with education, because you know their job is to marry business partners and what industry needs with our students and our teachers' program. For instance, every class we offer at CTEC, with the exception of maybe one or two, is concurrent enrollment. That brings a whole bag of requirements with it, so we've got to masterfully configure that to optimize everyone's time and what we have to honor with the university requirements, but what we want out of it with industry. So they have a touch of the education. Also, they have some political acumen. That is that they've had some relations with business, civic leaders, legislators. That would be the ideal candidate.
You really think about, just to Reed's point, how complex this is going to turn out to be. But so all of our high schools have amazing CTE programs as it is, right? So it's a yes and. How do we build out from that where we're sharing FTE with our high schools, and most of these people are teaching multiple subjects, right? So build out so that they may be teaching part-time at the high school, part-time at the innovation center, or full-time innovation center. I mean, helping us develop all of that with industry at the same time, that's what makes it unique, right? So, I'm confident we can pull it off, but it's a heavy lift.
But this is a phenomenal opportunity for someone that absolutely likes a challenge. I mean, you've got to have a certain amount of courage to do it. But it's the sky's the limit. This is going to be, I mean, this will be something someone can, look on with pride for a long time, because it's just good work. I mean, what's better than optimizing a child's opportunity, and then also spinning off of that benefit to a business community? So this is going to be a great job, big job, but great job.
One thing I want to just kind of bring up is business development. So they're going to be out working in the business arena where we've been out working in the business arena. So we will have some collaboration and some communication with this person so that we are both, aware of what the other one is doing. The foundation is still going to be just the foundation for Canyon School District, and the money will funnel through us for the different things. So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, a lot of communication and collaboration. I've seen it function in other roles beautifully, where the foundation, you bring projects to us, we bring projects to you, we marry resources, and we get the best done for everyone. So anything else? Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Off.
Here we go.
Here.
Thanks for the updates.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, next.